I can always tell when it's recruiting season on campus because half my students don't show up to class. College recruitment events are a coordinated effort between colleges and companies, and it's a lot of work for all parties involved. Companies send staff to the college, where they spend 1 or 2 days at a career fair giving out corporate swag. I am in possession of an inordinate amount of logoed thermos mugs, totes, and battery banks, and interviewing potential candidates. The school supplies the space for the event and logistical support. To me, career fairs seem like a giant headache, but they're probably worth it for the companies. They're almost certainly worth it for the colleges. Career fairs help companies generate a large pool of qualified applicants, and these events presumably increase the odds that students will become gainfully employed after graduation, which impacts a college's rankings. College fairs are, in a way, a sponsorship event writ large. Colleges sponsor their students to recruiters. Should a suitable match be made, the colleges can report higher post-graduation employment numbers, students get jobs, and companies get qualified new hires. Win-win-win. Rationally, I understand why career fairs make sense. Even so, for a long time I detested, and to some degree still detest them. By design, they reflect our societal bias toward extroverts, and in my more cynical moments, I see them as a form of institutionalized hazing due to the amount of stress they put on students. I remember one faculty recruiting event at Harvard Business School the year I was on the academic job market. At these events, job candidates are invited to mingle with HBS faculty, usually in a fancy hotel's ballroom and plied with good food. But it's hard to enjoy the experience, because in most academic fields, there are always many more job candidates than there are faculty or faculty openings. For every open position, a school might receive 100 or more applications. When a desired resource, like a job, is that scarce, it makes people do all sorts of crazy things. The year I went, the second the doors opened, a sea of job candidates rushed the room. Like a school of hungry piranhas, they collectively scanned the room, looking for HBS faculty to approach. In this case, the faculty were over by the hors d'oeuvres table, where they were summarily mobbed by job candidates, each trying to insert themselves into the conversation with a witty comment, hoping to impress. Candidates recited their elevator pitches. They claimed all sorts of flexibility. They were willing to move anywhere, teach any course, collaborate with anyone on any topic. The volume of the frenzy steadily increased. I watched all of this from a corner, furiously stuffing food in my mouth, hoping to discourage people from approaching me. From my corner, I judged them. I judged my fellow students for groveling. I judged them for playing the game. I judged the faculty for being willing participants in what I considered to be a degrading experience for job candidates. But if I'm being honest, I was also disappointed in myself for not having the courage or mental fortitude to do the thing research shows is one of the strongest predictors of getting a job: networking. My distaste for networking stems from the fact that I see it as a sorting mechanism, an exercise where we evaluate people based on whether they have resources we want. Having done this assessment, we then put our attention and efforts into cultivating relationships only with those we have deemed to have value, in the hopes that we will someday be able to utilize that value. I mean, what is a job fair but a place where recruiters look for valuable candidates and candidates compete to convince recruiters of their value? Networking in this way is fundamentally about value identification, extraction, and exchange. Now, I acknowledge that nobody really recommends thinking about networking in this way anymore. When was the last time you heard someone say, "Go out and use people"? But the reality is that it's hard to remove that cold evaluation from networking. Fundamentally, people looking to optimize their networks must evaluate the resources available to them,